listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome live to the MCHS Arena here in Mount Sterling. Dan Manley along with Ivan Rawls as we get ready to tip off a new basketball season. The Montgomery County Indians with a new head coach. Boys playing tonight on Monday night. Girls will play tomorrow night. That's a little bit of a switch from what we were always accustomed to in high school basketball. But, hey, any teams play any nights anymore after we went through Title IX a few years ago. They decided the girls needed as much attention as the guys. So not unusual. There are a lot of boys' games being played tonight. There will be more tomorrow night, and there will be a lot of girls' games played tonight and tomorrow night as well. The Lady Indians will be here tomorrow night. Tonight, Coach Jason Mays, a new era of high school basketball begins for the Montgomery County Indians. And Ivan Rawls, good evening. A lot of excitement, I tell you what, for a Monday night here near the end of November. We got a lot of people in the gym.
I don't know what Coach Mays, his field of study was in college, but he's definitely a marketing guy. He's been able to, since he hit the ground running here back in the spring, it's been about the brand. It's been about marketing his program and getting them out there and getting them highly visible. Everything that he did during the offseason was leading to this moment and would continue on throughout the remainder of this season. And all the things that he has done to kind of try to elevate this program to where he feels like it can be, where there's folks in the community feels like it can be from a competitive standpoint. Got a lot of young talent on this team that returns, but obviously the leader on this team is Brecken Decker, who had last year one of the more sensational seasons in Indian history and in 10th region history. They hope to continue to build off the type of season he had a year ago along with these younger kids, and it should be a really fun year as we see this team grow and mature. I think that's going to be the funnest thing throughout this season, to see how this team matures, Dan, from now till when we get ready for district postseason play.
High energy, that's for sure, with Coach Jason Mays. He definitely is wired for 220, and I don't know, is there a 440? But he's always ready to roll, and a lot of anticipation about this opening game tonight for this team, and we'll talk about some of the players we're going to be talking about. The Indians do have a new face that we'll get a chance to see, and Tyce Jarvis, who's only a freshman, but somebody we think will play a lot, maybe in the starting lineup. I don't know. This is a team that does not have a lot of depth, Ivan, and at the same time, it doesn't have a lot of depth. We could get to midseason, and they could have all kinds of depth.
You hope that they can build the bench play because, obviously, you know, the way they're going to play, especially on the defensive side of the ball and the energy that they're going to be asked to provide and the type of schedule they're going to play, you're going to need, you know, three, four guys that can come in and provide quality minutes off the bench if they're going to play that style. You know, you always got to, you know, be mindful of, you know, little injuries that can come along the way where guys may be forced into action for periods of time. But, the starting five I'll put up against anybody in the state. I really will. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, when you say put them against anybody, that you expect them to beat everybody in the top, but they can be competitive with anybody in that starting five. The answer is going to be when they come off the bench, you know, where is that gap going to be? How much might they lose? And they're going to learn. Like I said, they're still young, and they're going to be learning as they go along. But this is a very talented bunch that Coach Mays will have out there in that first five.
Corey Allison's Greenham County Musketeers are coming off a season where they were 11-18. They've got almost everybody back. They really lost only one player. Montgomery County beat this team right at the end of last regular season rather handily up in Greenup, and now they're going to start this season off tonight here at the MCHS Arena. We'll be back and have more on our pregame show. Ivan will visit with the coaches. We'll return in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
They're warming up, and Ivan Rawls is out courtside with Montgomery County head coach Jason Mays.
Thanks, Dan, and here with the head coach for Montgomery County, Coach Jason Mays. And Coach, it's season one, game one here at Montgomery County. Kind of what's going through your mind right now as you prepare to tip off this new season?
I've never done a pregame interview on the court during warmups. That's a new one. So here we go. I don't know what we got. You know, I'm anxious to see. You know, we're trying to keep it simple, trying to play with some pace offensively, lots of ball screens defensively. That's the main thing. I want to see if our pressure can sustain our opponent reacting to what we do, which takes them out of what they want to do. I'm not going to have this team figured out until probably after the Gateway, to be honest with you. Even though we've had 31 practices, it's just now the lights are on. So, you know, you see different things out of kids and you realize, hey, I should have been working on this and I haven't. So, you know, you stop working on something, start working on something else. And, you know, games provide you really good insight as to where you are. So, I don't know. We're in the lab tonight.
We've talked about that, how coaches usually dissect seasons in portions, and we talked about getting to the post-holiday part of the season to see what you have. When you look at this team, what is it that you want to see or you feel like you have to see out of this team as you go forward, at least through the holiday break when you get around to January 1?
I want to see all five guys on the same page in a defensive possession, possession after possession after possession. It's not, you know, we could have three guys giving really good ball pressure, and if one guy's not exaggerating his help side and we get backdoored, it was all for naught. So I want to see five guys buying into their role at that time in the possession defensively. If we can get going, and these guys, I mean, they haven't played a lot of man-to-man. And that's not to throw shade on anybody whatsoever. It's just a difference in philosophies. And so this thing, you know, the way we play is hard. Because we pressure, we deny, we choke reversals so hard. We're not in the passing lanes. Our shoulders are in the passing lanes. So, you know, it takes a while to get all that down and understand how to get each other's back. It's just making sure all five guys are on the same page every defensive possession. And then I'll be honest with you, offensively, I think we can shoot the ball. But, I mean, our last scrimmage, we shot 17% from three, 30% from the field. So, I mean, I want to see us score, hit open shots, you know.
I know one of your concerns is building a quality bench, being able to bring a few guys off the bench with the type of energy you're going to require out of your starting five.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're 7 deep, 8 deep, or 9 deep right now, you know. I thought Cole looked good in the JV game, especially on the glass. You know, he's coming. He's dropping some extra football weight and getting a little quicker, and his endurance is picking up a little bit, which, you know, that's something all football players have to do when they transition, you know. And so I'm excited about him. I want to see Dane sustain what he's been doing in practice come game time. And, you know, we know what we're getting out of Matthew. We know Isaiah can shoot it, but can Isaiah do all the little things other than catch and shoot? You know, so we'll see. And then, you know, we're looking to see what we do when Ethan gets in foul trouble. What do we do in a point guard spot?
Outside of the final score being in your favor, what is the stat that you want to see in this ball game, or that will be, you know, kind of a telltale sign of where this team is on night one?
Green up County's field goal percentage. You know, ideally I'd like to keep it 42 or lower. That's really hard to do. We're not probably ready for that yet, but that's a goal.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jason Mays. His thoughts on tonight's contest with Musketeers from Greenup County visiting here at the MCHS Arena. We'll take a one-minute timeout and we return. More Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Well, we've heard from Coach Jason Mays, and getting ready, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Greenup County Musketeers, Coach Corey Allison, and let's get ready. Let's head across the way right now where Ivan Rawls is standing by with the Greenup County coach.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Greenup County Musketeers, Coach Corey Allison, and Coach, familiar opponents here. These two teams ended the regular season last year against each other. Now they're going to open the season. So familiar opponents tonight.
Yeah. And familiar coach, too. So good coach, good program. I know what he brings to the table. I know it's going to be intense. You know, and we're kind of building, but, you know, we're not hiding. So we're willing to step into the challenge and get ready for this tournament in November. You know what I mean? Like, we're ready for tournament time now, you know?
Two young teams, and you know, those are growing pains coaches go through early on.
Yeah.
What has pleased you during this preseason that you hope that you see here tonight?
The work ethic, wanting to get better from last year, and then buying into the process and buying into what we're trying to get through to the boys and the style of play. They're not used to, you know, all this up and down and getting after it. So they've been really embracing it and working hard in the offseason. Super proud of them.
What will success look like tonight for your Musketeers, knowing what they're up against?
Just being calm. Being patient, having fun. And just not getting caught up in the moment. Like last year, we had a chance to make some moves, and we just got caught up in the moment and being on the stage. Now these boys is ready.
The stat in this game that maybe will be a telltale sign for your team's success.
Rebounding and three-point shooting.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Corey Allison, head coach for the Gateway Sports Network. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and we return. More Indians action right here in 90 seconds.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool. My own debit card.
Yep. Now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your student started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
I don't want to mislead anybody into thinking that there is some type of standing room only crowd here or not. There's not, but there are probably, I want to guess, maybe counting the band, probably there are probably 300 people at least in the upper arena tonight spilling over. If you moved all those people down the lower arena, it would be completely filled up and then some. So it's a really nice opening night crowd on a Monday evening here at the MCHS Arena. And the Montgomery County Junior Varsity team played really well. They won rather easily over Greenup County and really did not shoot the ball very well. That team has been shooting the three ball extremely well, and hey, maybe a little opening night jitter. They didn't shoot the ball real well, still won rather handily. Cole Rose, a big night on the glass. He probably had 15 or more rebounds, and that'll be a little bit different. He's playing at the junior varsity level. We'll see him probably gradually increase with varsity time, I think, as we go on, but get more minutes this season and play on the junior varsity level as well. Indians 18-13 a season ago, and the head coach has now moved on. He's over at Madison Central, and a guy that I think everybody really liked, and things didn't fall in place. Indians lost twice in a row to Paris in the opening round of district play. Didn't get to the regional tournament. That was a little bit of a problem. There weren't to be honest, you know, he was a little bit old school, and in terms of the squad did not grow in terms of numbers of players, and I hope it's a good parting of the ways for everybody concerned. You always hope that when good people come to your community, and then they move on rather quickly, and you hope they have success waiting on them, and I feel very sure that he does. Coach Jason Mays is going for his 100th career win tonight. Had a lot of success up at Ashland. Of course, everybody knows the story about the problem that he got into, the recording of a conversation between a parent who recorded the conversation and kind of set Coach Mays up, it appeared, and he sat out a year, didn't coach. And I know he's excited to be back, and very interesting to hear him talk about that year and what he did during that year to get ready to be back on the bench as he is tonight. Greenup County has four starters that are returning to their lineup. They're not a real big team. They don't have anybody over 6'3", and of course the Indians with Luke Fawns, who has grown a little bit and also has put on some additional bulk. He's certainly not bulky at all. Still looks rather thin as you look at him, but he's a lot stronger physically. And with Luke at about 6'7", with Tyce Jarvis at about 6'5", and then you have Dawson Gentry and Brecken Decker at about 6'3". The Indians do have a little bit of length to them, and in the backcourt, anxious to get a look at Ethan Dunn. Dunn starting in the backcourt tonight, a 5'10 senior, new to the program. So, and then Dunn and Jarvis, we've got two new players that are members of this Montgomery County team, and certainly one, if not both, they have a chance to be in the starting lineups. Teams are back out now after being back in their locker rooms, and we're just a couple of minutes away from getting all the pregame activities underway. Tomorrow night, Lady Indians in Fleming County, right here at the arena. Later in the week, we'll switch back to football on Friday and Saturday for the Gridiron Bowl, the six-day championship games over at Commonwealth Stadium and Kroger Field, and then we'll get back to basketball in a big way next week when we have a full slate of games. We'll be back and get the pregame activities, our anthem, and starting lineups for you. We'll return in 2 minutes.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutch and Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch and Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump & Shop. At Clark's Pump & Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump & Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump & Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The officiating crew here tonight, Clayton Brooks, I don't know. I don't know if we drew the short straw or the long straw.
I just told him championship crew we got.
Hey, these are three guys with experience and they can run. So it'll be very good. We got the national anthem coming up right now, and the Montgomery County Band is getting ready, and we'll pause right now for our national anthem. Junior ROTC color guard is moving into the center of the playing floor right now. And we'll pause just a moment while the color guard leaves the playing floor. Your thoughts on the crowd tonight? What do you think we've got in here? I can't see behind me, so
it's mostly the lower bowl is full on both sides. The upper sides it's sparsely on both sides, but it's a nice crowd. I mean, the blue crew is almost at capacity in their little area, but yeah, we got a nice crowd in here. If you put everybody down in the lower bowl, obviously you would have that full with a little bit of overflow into the upper arena.
Starting lineup for Greenup County, Casey Gammon, a sophomore, in the starting lineup at a guard spot. He's joined by Bryson Chandley, a 6'1 junior, and Eli Atkins, a 6'3 senior. Also, Bradley Atkins, a 5'8 sophomore, and Cohen Underwood, a 6-foot senior. Underwood and Atkins are the, and Eli Atkins, the two seniors in the starting lineup. But again, Eli Atkins at 6'3 is their tallest player for Montgomery County. Tyce Jarvis, the freshman, at 6'5, starting at a forward spot. Ethan Dunn. Ethan about 6 feet and a senior. Luke Fawns, 6'7", and a sophomore. Dawson Gentry, a 6'3", sophomore. Brecken Decker, 6'2½", senior. Those are your starters. Indians in white uniforms, red numerals, little blue trim. And Greenup County, they're in a black uniform with the gold numerals and Greenup County, a Greenup on the front with the green trim, and then blue and or green and gold down the side of the uniforms. I don't know who designed those, but he didn't have to make them. He just designed them, right?
Hey, it's kind of got that Kelly green, you know, the Eagles uniforms that they wore yesterday in the NFL. It's kind of that color green.
Eli Atkins into jump center against Tyce Jarvis, and the freshman slapped the ball, but Greenup County moving off to the left side of your dial. Comes up with it. Luke Fawns knocks the ball away. Now it's loose on the floor. Dunn has it for a moment. Oh, it's a mad scramble. Finally picked up and no good. Put up there by Atkins and rebounded by Brecken Decker. Decker brings it down. Where's number 11? Hands it off to Dunn outside. Greenup County is going to be man-to-man defensively, I believe.
Yeah.
They're matching up. Dunn takes it down into the paint. Jarvis dribbles toward the paint, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Fawns. He puts it back up, no good. Back up the second time and good. I don't know if if it will count or not.
We're going to give him two shots here.
And they have to call the foul on the initial shot then. Because he put that second one in.
Yeah.
I think the officials made a mistake right there. But, hey, it's early. Free throws up and good by Fawns.
We ain't even the first 4 minute in, and they already
struggling. You know, it matters a lot. I mean,
yeah.
Does Luke Fawns have two rebounds or one right now? And does he have a missed shot? And he doesn't. Now he does. He missed a free throw, but Jarvis goes up and grabs the rebound. Hooks it back out to Gentry. Three-point shot, right side, good.
And this is
good recognition by Jarvis to get the ball to Gentry.
And this is where Montgomery County team can kill you. They've got guys that can shoot the ball from beyond the arc.
Gentry's got that unusual release. They say he's really ambidextrous, and maybe should be shooting left-handed, but he shoots the three with the right, but he'll shoot those floaters with the left. Montgomery County defensively very tight with a man-to-man. Decker is guarding. And Bradley Atkins now taking it down in the paint. A little floater blocked by Jarvis. Shot was put up by Chandley. Indians and Decker comes out of there with the rebound. After the block, Indians in a hurry now. Dunn on the offensive end, three-point line. Puts it on the deck and now backs away. And Indians will set the offense up. Fawns comes out high, actually facing the basket. And then Dunn steps into a three-point shot that's no good. And the rebound gathered in by Chandley. So Dunn got a good look. Now a three top of the key for Greenup County. They tip it no good and then it's put up and in. Chandley missed it. Eli Atkins put it up and in on the follow shot, and it's 4-2 Indians. We're 2 minutes into the game. Both teams are man-to-man defensively to start things off. Indians moving off to the right side of your dial. Here is the ball in the hands of Dunn. Dunn getting a high screen from Fawns, dribbles all the way to goal, and he's fouled going up, and he'll shoot two.
I really like that. You know, come up and do the pick-and-roll game with Dunn and whomever else you want to bring. That time it was Fawns, and you really – make the defense have to make a decision there. Dunn with that first step quickness can get to the lane a lot of times and create a lot of havoc.
Dunn free throw up, and it's so good off the back of the iron. I think we could say that the one thing that this team needs is for Dunn to be very shot selective. He's not a real good shooter. Everything else is very good, and he makes his second free throw, and the Indians are up 5-2. And Montgomery County with early pressure. Now they got a double team in backcourt. They get it ahead, though, across the timeline with it is Chandley. Chandley working way out near the right hash mark. Decker all over him. Hands it off to Eli Atkins. Eli Atkins will back away. Wearing those bright green shoes. Takes it down the paint. We get a collision. He puts it up and in. It's going to be a blocking foul. That's going to be on Tyce Jarvis. They say he leaned a little bit. And Coach Mays, I think he knew that was a good call.
Yeah. And that's the thing with Tyce. He's going to have to learn how to kind of stick his nose in there sometimes. I mean, it's never comfortable, and it's such a sacrifice to take a charge.
What are we doing here?
Did they count the basket? I thought they
by Luke Fawns.
I thought they were going to count the basket, but they didn't, did they?
And Fawns missed the shot, puts it back up and in. Luke Fawns with the follow. And the Indians have a 7-2 lead. 5:10 left to play here in the opening quarter. We've been, I can't explain a couple of calls.
Yeah.
And he didn't even shoot two free throws.
Yeah, he only shot one free throw. And the Greenup County bench is not upset. Yeah. I'd be upset.
Decker with another rebound off that miss by Greenup County. There's Fawns launching a three off the right side. That's good. Fawns with six early points. Indians have opened up a 10-2 lead in the first 3:15 of this game. And they're pressing. They get it into Chandley, and now Eli Atkins races down, gets back tap, and the ball is picked up, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with Greenup County.
So they did count the basket. They now have 4 points up on the board for Greenup County. So Atkins did get the...
As he should have.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I thought they counted it, but I was like, it never was put on the board.
4:34 left here in this opening quarter, 10-4. Jarvis got his hand on the entry pass, but Chandley, the 6'1 junior, able to come up with it. Chandley puts on the left-hand dribble, pulls up the free throw line, jumper good.
Oh, what a great job of getting separation from Jarvis right there did Chandley.
It's C-H-A-N-D-L-E-Y, Chandley. The kind of unusual name. Here is Dunn dribbling right side, went right by. The defender goes under, missed the driving layup, gets his own rebound, tried to go back up and can't, sends it out. Jarvis, a three, is nowhere close. Rebound, Gentry puts it up, no good. Fawns tips, no good. Gentry, no good. Dunn gets it back. Dunn goes up, puts up a short jumper, and it rolls off. Decker battling for it. Decker comes out of there with it. Back outside, he threw it away. Picked off and going and down and under is Atkins missed it, and it's jammed in by Eli Atkins. Bradley Atkins missed, and then Eli, the older brother, came in and stuffed that one through. Ball is deflected out of bounds. So, boy, Montgomery County, what a number of top opportunities they had on that possession. as they could not get the ball to go in. And their lead is 10-8 right now. We're up 10-4. Here is Gentry. Hands to Dunn. Now Decker left side, guarded by at Eli Atkins. Dunn out to Fawns. He puts it on the floor, goes for the basket, flips it up, and it pops in for him.
Well, a nice little touch on that ball right there. Great job of Luke attacking the basket right there.
12-8. 3:08 left here in the opening quarter. Again, the defenses, both teams very aggressive man-to-man. Chanley drives to the basket, cut off, and goes up for a shot. And Decker helping out. I think he gets the personal foul first on Brecken Decker, and it's going to send sophomore Bradley, or the junior Bryson Chanley, to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Just under the three-minute mark remaining now this opening quarter of play, and the free throw rattles around, kicks off the glass, falls through. Eli Atkins, the senior, and Bryson Chanley, a junior, they have combined for an all nine of the Greenup County points so far. Chanley, deep knee bend, puts it up and rims out. Bonds with a rebound, his fourth of this opening quarter, 12-9. And there is Gentry going in. He flips it up there, didn't roll in for him. Chanley, rebound. Gentry used to really making those shots. That one just didn't fall. And now out front, working with the basketball is Gammon. Gives it off, and Bradley Bryson Atkins goes in, gets his shot blocked out of bounds by Jarvis. It'll belong to Greenup County.
So much high energy and action going on in this game right now.
2:35 remaining in this opening quarter play. Greenup County off to the side of their own basket. Looking to get it in. Comes in. Underwood has not been involved offensively so far. And now Eli Atkins goes for the bucket, weaves, bobs, and he lays it up and in with the left hand. And Eli Atkins has 8 points, and he's keeping Greenup County in this game early. 12-11 our score. 2:15 to go. Here is Dunn out front. Flips it over to Gentry. Gentry behind the screen, drives into the basket lane, kicks it off. And now back out Dunn, gets free, fires a 15-footer, bounces off the rim, rebounded by Underwood. So Greenup County can take the lead, and there's a three. That's good. Knocking it down from the top of the key is Casey Gammon. And Greenup County has battled back from a 10-4 deficit to lead it 14-12, and Montgomery County is going to take a timeout with 1:51 left here in the opening quarter. And we'll be right back here in just a minute.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
I mean, the Indians are just 4 of 14, but they missed 6 shots on one possession. So other than that, they're hitting 50%.
The rim was terribly unkind on that one possession, as they were getting really good looks right at the basket and couldn't get them to fall.
Greenup County in his own press. Jarvis to Fawns, drives the left baseline, goes up and missed a shot, and see what we got on the follow.
They're going to get a blocking call here against Underwood up underneath the basket there, I believe.
Underwood gets his first, and that's the second team foul. Luke Fawns at the free throw line, puts the shot up and in.
I do like what we're seeing here early. This contest, I know, is one of the things that I know Coach Mays was challenging Luke Witt as being aggressive and attacking the basket. He's done a great job of that here early.
Knocks down a pair of free throws there. And we are tied at 14 apiece. First time we've been tied in the game. And here's Chanley out front with the ball. And now Eli Atkins. Gentry trying to stay with him. Boy, crossover dribble. Goes up for the free throw line. Jumper no good. Gentry comes off with the rebound. And then we got a scramble for the ball. It's loose in the lane. It got knocked loose. And we get a jump ball. And the possession arrow will turn to Montgomery County. And in essence, a turnover on the Indians. Done out of the lineup right now. Cole Rose, the sophomore, is in. And Decker will rotate out and essentially be the point guard. Decker moving on Eli Atkins, hands it off to Gentry. Back to Decker. Decker hadn't had a shot yet. Goes for the basket, lays it up in the end.
Well, I came up with it
right through the defense.
Did a great job of giving the ball up and then getting the ball right back and attacking.
Here is operating out front. Gammon hands it to Underwood, way out on the right wing. Pair of 34s out there. He's with Cole Rhodes, and now driving in, Eli Atkins dumps it back to Underwood. An open three is no good. Rebound is tipped out, and Bonds goes and gets it for Montgomery County. Races down, gives it to Decker, drives the right baseline. Collision stops in there, and they say step out of bounds. I thought it was a pretty good no call. If you called a charge, one half would have been mad. If you called a block, the other half would have been mad. The ball went out of bounds, so the official just gives Greenham County the ball.
Just play on. Yeah, there's sometimes when it's warranted.
Yeah, don't. Now, reach in foul on Decker out front. And that's Decker's second personal foul.
Yeah, that's a tough foul to digest right there for Coach Mays.
30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dunn will check in.
Let's see what Coach Mays' strategy is with players getting early foul trouble.
Eli Atkins, low trouble getting in. Oh, Dunn picked the pocket. Dunn goes down the lane, goes for the basket, stops, goes up, and he missed his shot, but he traveled.
He's good at those feet. Boy, but he looked like Deion Sanders, the prime time, the player. He intercepted that inbounds pass that Greenup was trying to get in.
Greenup kind of got the ball, but over there, Coach Corey Allison is not happy. Here's Eli Atkins with the ball. He's about 6'4", and he can really maneuver. He's very thin. Boy, he's shifty. And we got a five-second count. He didn't get rid of the ball.
Never got separation from the defender that entire time. You know, he's taking it as a personal challenge. He feels like he can get in that paint and cause problems.
Dawson Gentry with excellent defense there. Dunn over. Jarvis drives the right baseline, reverse layup, didn't get to complete it, and Atkins with a rebound. Jarvis just didn't get up high enough to finish it, and first quarter has come to an end with the Indians leading it 16-14 when we come back for second quarter action in 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
I mean, I don't know if this is, I'd call this a state tournament officiating crew, but it's a regional final officiating crew, certainly. I mean, a couple of these guys are pretty young, but they are, they're going to be really good officials and already good. And this game needs it. These teams are really getting after one another. Coming off a screen and going in and flipping it up, no good. Jarvis high for the rebound off the miss by Gammons. Jarvis goes all the way down, missed his shot. Got down underneath, and then he fouled on the rebound. After Underwood got the ball, and Jarvis has picked up his second.
Yeah, and you can see the freshman feels like he's just trying to find, his spot right now. He needs to let the game kind of come to him. I think he's a little excited about this debut here at Montgomery County.
Not really keeping fouls on the board very well, so we'll just consider what we've got as right. Eli, left side, Atkins puts it up and it spins out. And the rebound by Chanley, no good. And then rebound by Underwood, and they still battle for it. Underwood gets it back, goes up, and he puts it in, draws a foul. Boy, that foul's going to be on Cole Rose, who just could not, as hard as he was fighting, get the rebound.
Much like that possession you saw Montgomery County having that first period where you got multiple offensive rebounds on one possession and just struggled to put it in. But finally, for Greenup County's time, it was Underwood able to.
Underwood with a chance to complete the three-point play right now. Cole Rose is going to come out and be replaced in there by a guy who's he's pretty thin, but Isaiah Rowlett is the guy who can really shoot the ball. The free throw is good. The three-point play completed by Underwood, and it's 17-16, back to the lead. And now ball slips out of the hand by Jarvis, but he had some help. Knocked away, and the personal foul.
Call it on Underwood, 34. I couldn't make out the hand gestures, but they said 21, said Atkins.
So Bradley Atkins gets his second personal foul. Underwood is going to leave the game. Here is Gentry to Dunn. Dunn puts it on the deck, gives it back outside. Rowlett couldn't get a shot away. Operating on this right side. Eli Atkins has picked up Dunn on a switch. Indians down by a point with 6:50 to play in the first half. Fonz puts it on the deck, goes for the basket, lays it in.
Wow.
On that left side with the right hand. Fonz is having a big game offensively right now. Four opened up for him nicely that time, giving him room. Eli Atkins hands it back. Chanley trying to work on Jarvis. Can't get rid of him. Gives it back outside to Gammon. Gammon over to Eli Atkins. He'll direct traffic. Still hasn't put it on the floor. Now he does and backs all the way out into the right corner. Going to drive on Gentry. Goes all the way in on the right side. Puts it up and in off the glass. Eli Atkins with 10 first half points. And it's 19-18 as we go back and forth now. Fourth lead change we've had. Dunn works way out on the right side. Gives to Fawns, top of the key. Puts it on the deck, going for the basket. Puts it up, no good. Put it up a little bit too hard. Rebound. Gavin Harrington, who has checked into the game. He came in for Underwood, got that rebound. 5:49 left first half. Greenup County, a one-point lead in the ball, going for the basket. Flipping it up, no good. They battle for the rebound. Chanley gets it, puts it up, no good. Got a block by Jarvis. They get it back, put it up again, no good. Again blocked by Jarvis, out of bounds to Greenup County.
Well, you're a Greenup County fan or team over there. You got to be excited with the way Greenup County, on the weak side, the way they're attacking and beating Montgomery County to the front of the rim.
Inside, Chanley puts it up and in. He beat Jarvis in there. Got possession on the inside. And it's 21-18. Greenup County gets a little separation, up by three. Fawns right side, moves, and he walked. Finished the basket and made it, but got called for traveling, and Indians down by three. Here comes Dane Clutie, the junior, who will check in, and he's going to give Fawns a little breather.
The result you didn't like, but boy, you like the approach again. You know, Lufons is going to have matchup problems every night when he gets out there. He's going to have an advantage most nights.
Here is, once again, driving for the basket and putting a shot up. No good. was Eli Atkins, and the Indians off the floor with at the rebound. He's going all the way down. Gentry goes in with the left hand and flips it up and in. He's got five. Indians within a point at 21-20. Just under five to play now in the first half. Atkins dribbling out front. Clooney has picked him up. Forced him to give it up. Down the lane, shot is blocked. Jarvis with another block. And then he sends it ahead. And going up, Gentry missed the layup. The follow shot was no good. It's loose. Dunn gets it back. Underneath, and Jarvis finally puts it in.
And on that breakout, Gentry really got in between steps. I think he thought he was going to try to dunk it at first and then just misstep there right at the end.
So the Indians have regained the lead, 22-21. Way out. Right side, Gammon. Dunn right there with him. He looks for a screen, and now the ball is tipped by Jarvis. Knocks it away. Jarvis has it. He's going to go under, and he jammed it.
That's what he was looking for. That's what he's been wanting. And I think that's going to get the freshman started now. That's going to get him going.
Reno County's going to take a timeout with 4:05 left to play here in this opening half. The Indians with a three-point lead, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
The Indians right now on the floor with Dunn and Rowlett and Clutie, along with Gentry and Jarvis. This is this is one of those lineups you wouldn't maybe expect to see in the game at the same time. But a little foul trouble, and this is where we are. Jarvis is now guarding Eli Atkins.
Interesting matchup here.
Yeah. Atkins able to give to Underwood, who's back in the game. Underwood against Clutie. I thought he double dribbled. I thought he pulled that thing up, but gets rid of the ball. And now it's down on the baseline. Underwood off to Eli Atkins, who goes under and jams it.
Boy, this worked to their favor.
Everything just happened perfectly.
Yeah.
Ethan Gibson, a senior, is in the lineup right now. Down underneath, Dunn puts it up and in and draws a foul. Dunn got ahead of the defense. Normally he's out on the floor waiting to get everybody rolling, and instead he goes down inside.
And that's going to be on Atkins.
Eli Atkins gets his first personal foul. Dunn with his first field goal, and he completes a three-point play.
They have Atkins with two on the board. And I had him with two, so.
Good, good. We'll call it two. 3:25 to go. Hey, what a player he is, though.
Yes, he is. I'm really impressed with him.
And flips it up with the left hand. No good. Boy, great defense by Jarvis, who gets the rebound. Brings it ahead, takes it all the way down, and gets a jump ball call.
And that's the one time right there with the freshman. He's kind of a freshman. He, like I said, he got a little taste on the offensive end, he's being really aggressive person, gave that up.
Yeah, Coach Mays wanted to give it up, but he's not going to get on the freshman too much for that kind of a play, just an aggressive play. Dunn, deep in the left corner, goes through the defense. Uh-oh. And flips it up and in, goes to the other side of the basket and flips it up. I don't know how he got that one down.
Hey, I was going to let you explain that one.
Ethan Dunn, 29-23, came from the left all the way to the right, falling down, flipped it up and in off the glass. Underwood for Greenup County, and he is with their biggest lead right now since very early in the game. And we get a
that was a charge, yeah. Yeah, Underwood took his hand off the ball, and he thought he got hit. But, you know, when you take your hand off the ball and try to push away, that's an instant no-brainer foul right there. He gave the official no choice there.
And it has a six-point lead at 10-4, and now they're up 29-23 after they trailed several times. Jarvis way out high on the three-point line, goes on Atkins, Drives in, falls down, puts it in.
Oh, wow,
he got called for traveling.
Wow.
He put that ball up and in as he was falling to the ground. But the travel had already been called.
You hate to see it. There was some contact. The official didn't feel like it was a foul warning. Felt like most players had a right to that spot.
That was a 50-50 for a three-point play for Jarvis right there. Wouldn't that have been a three-point play?
Wow.
Now he got that one down. Now Atkins against Jarvis. They're having fun out there, going one-on-one. Outside Chandley on Dawson Gentry. Fallaway jumper is good from about 15.
That was an old school move there. You know, if you watch basketball in the 70s and 80s, that was a standard move there.
Chandley's got seven. Dunn goes for the basket, flips it up and in off the glass. What a move by Dunn, who all of a sudden has really taken off, taking that ball to the rim. He's got 8.7 in this second quarter with under two to play now before halftime, and the Indians up 31-25. Here they got a double team out the free throw line. And
they said he stepped over.
Stepped over the line.
Greenup County was trying to get a timeout there, Coach Allison, but too late. Gammon had already violated.
Turnovers are 6-4. Indians have committed the six. I'm just impressed with this particular lineup in the game.
Yeah.
How well the Indians are playing right now. You got the freshman in there in Rowlett. Here is. And Jarvis steps outside for the three off the back of the iron. Rebound is batted around, and finally coming up with it is Gammon. In backcourt, bringing it across. Gammon works against Dunn, dribbles left, gets by him a little bit, flips it up, no good. Battle for the rebound, and picking it up in there, putting it up and in is Chandler. Wow. Really, really aggressive, aggressive play in this game. I mean, these teams are...
both of them are scrappy.
They're really battling it. A lot of hands-on defense right there. Jarvis goes to the basket, flips it up, no good. Put it up too hard off the right side. Rebound by Harrington. Jarvis is just, he's a freshman. He's got to calm down a little bit. He's playing very, very aggressively. Down inside Underwood on Clutie, and Clutie tried to stay with him. Got called for the foul. Underwood will go for the line. Dane Clutie gets his first foul, team foul number six with 43 seconds to go in the half.
And Clutie right there was just, you know, at a size disadvantage here. Underwood, big broad, just a young man.
Free throws up in this. I just wish, you know, they've listed Underwood at 6 feet. You know, he's about 6'2", 6'1 and a half. You know, I don't have the tape measure out there, but I mean, he's certainly much bigger than 6 feet tall, and you know, he got Clutie down there close to the basket.
He measured him in socks.
Underwood, second free throw, good again.
That's a free throw shooter, I know that much.
31-29. Greenup County back within. See what we got here.
I think they're looking at maybe the clock. Yeah, they're looking at the clock. They're score. Operator.
It's 31-29.
Yeah.
Now they got it.
We ain't going to give our boy a hard time over. He's done a great job for us over the years. He gave a thumbs up.
Yeah, it's been a long offseason.
Yeah.
Now we're ready. Here's Dunn, Indians. Just over a half minute to go in the half. Dunn goes in, sends it to Jarvis. We get a whistle and a charging foul.
The only reason why I didn't like that call, because I thought Underwood left his feet too. You know.
Much like we saw down at the other end with Jarvis.
I mean, because I understand, you know, verticality, but you know, I felt like, you know, Underwood initiated just as much of that contact.
We'll talk with the official about that. <We'll>.
Yeah.
Here is Eli Atkins. So Greenup County will try to tie it up or take the lead with a basket here at the end of the first half. 16 seconds to go. Eli Atkins dribbles out near the timeline. Clock at 11. He's going to drive on Jarvis, and he's probably going to take the shot.
Jarvis needs to watch out. Doesn't need to pick up a foul here.
They come in him with a double team. Took it away. Jarvis goes down. Goes under a jab. He got fouled.
Yeah, he did. Wow. Wow. What a play. What a play.
33-29. The Indians go up by four.
Okay, they're saying the quarter is over, or did they give them a foul? I'm thinking maybe there was a foul called here.
They didn't call it. They'd be out there shooting. So.
Well, but both benches stopped, and you know, the officials were talking to both. They're talking about something there at the table. I don't know what it is. Hey.
First half is over, though.
Yeah.
33-29 our score. The Indians with a four-point lead on the Musketeers. And it's been a battle this first half. We'll be back and recap it for you coming up after we step out a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
With you from the MCHS Arena, kicking off this 2023-24 high school basketball season. Halftime, Indians up by 4, 33-29. We had one tie, and we had six lead changes, and the Indians led by as many as six and up by four right now, and they had that four-point lead thanks to the freshman, Tyce Jarvis, who made that steal at the end and went down and hit a tough basket, Ivan. They are letting both teams be pretty aggressive under the basket.
They really are. You know, I kind of like it. So this is how, you know, you're going to let teams play this year. It'll make it interesting because coaches will say, hey, be aggressive and really be active, and, you know, you'll be rewarded for good active defense. And both of these teams are kind of made up similar in some respect. They've got multiple ball handlers out on the floor. I think Montgomery County is a little bit more athletic overall, but I do like the energy. And you're talking about two young teams, Dan, that are trying to find their way here early on in this season to see where they need to get to come down the stretch when we start talking about postseason play. But kind of like the energy right now for game one. These two teams have been really good in this first half of basketball.
Individual scoring for Greenham County. Eli Atkins leads the Musketeers with a dozen points. He had 6 of 10 field goals, missed his only free throw, and again, is a very fluid offense. You give him the basketball, if he does not get, if his defender does not get a little help, it was tough to stop. I mean, if the floor opens up at all for him, that's a big key, you know.
Yeah.
We used to talk about spacing. I don't know. I think it was a Rick Pitino thing, really, when we talked about it a lot. And then it seemed like more recently we haven't talked spacing as much, but that's really the key. And if you space the floor very well with Atkins, or if you space the ball on the floor very well with Fawns,
yeah,
those guys are going to score.
Well, you know, that's why you see a lot of these teams, you know, four out or whatever, to try to create those opportunities to keep that help defender away as much as possible. When you've got to, you know, we saw Brecken Decker on that one that when he initiated the offense, gave it up to Gentry, got it right back and got it on that wing, and he attacked from that wing. And, you know, Montgomery County's got those type of players. When you talk about Fawns and Decker and Jarvis and Gentry, they can make that wing move with their length and their ability to get that ball off, that nice little running floater. I think that's going to be a staple you'll see in this offense in Montgomery County. And likewise with Greenup County, they've got a couple of guys that can do that, but the one that's really adept at it is Eli Atkins. He is really legit, because in his mindset, he feels like whoever they put on him, he can get that first step, and then he's got a little bit of that link that causes problems for people. Really excited to see how this plays out in the second half.
Atkins with a dozen, 9 points for Bryson Chandley, a 6'1 junior who was 4 of 8 from the field. He had 5 rebounds in that first half. Then it was 5 points for Underwood all in the second quarter, along with 5 rebounds. 3 points for Casey Gammon. And you had Bradley Atkins and Gavin Harrington and Ethan Gibson, who played but didn't score. Montgomery County led in that first half by Luke Fawns with a dozen points and 6 rebounds. He had 10 of those points in the opening quarter, and then did not play a lot in that second quarter. 8 points for Ethan Dunn, and he got 7 of his 8 in the second quarter. 6 for Tyce Jarvis, and Jarvis, talk about the stat line, he had 6 points, but he had 4 blocks. He had an assist. He had 2 steals and a dunk in that opening half of play. He was all over the place. 5 points for Dawson Gentry, 2 of 4 from the field, including a three-pointer, and 2 points for Brecken Decker, who hit his only shot and went out early with a couple of fouls. And then you had Dane Clutie and Cole Rose and Isaiah Rallett. Rallett took a shot. The other two guys didn't get a shot up off the bench, so the Indians off the bench only had 1 field goal attempt in that first half of play.
Yeah, the thing you're going to ask your reserves right now is just don't make huge mistakes that can kill us when you get in. You know, if you come in and nobody ever says your name, that's a good thing in this situation. So, you know, got good valuable minutes there out of the subs, understanding what the foul situation was there in the first half for these Indians. But hey, it's an official game now, Dan. Brenda Rawls is here, so it's an official game.
Hey, there you go.
And hey, and happy birthday to Jeff West back in the studio. It's his birthday, and hey, wow, I'm sure he's probably got like some cupcakes or something back here at the studio. Probably Hostess cupcakes.
Yeah.
Or hey, might be the pumpkin roll. He's got a pumpkin roll back here at the studio. So yeah, there you go.
Was it Social Security Day for you, Jeff?
Dan, I've got 2 more years left.
Hey, and you look like you got about 15. Anyway, hey, that's the individual scoring. We'll be back and look at the team stats and get the second half underway. We're not far off. Indians up 33-29. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible.
Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Get this second half underway. The Indians were in that first half 13 of 30 from the field, 2 of 4 from the three-point line, 5 of 7 from the stripe. Random County 12 of 30 from the field, 1 of 3 threes, 4 of 6 from the line. Indians win the board battle 20-18, and turnovers 7 on the Indians, 5 on Greenup County. Entry pass knocked away by Brecken Decker here at midcourt. Greenup County will inbound again. They're moving left to right on your dial here in the second half. Teams back to their starting crews, and here is Atkins and working against Jarvis. Atkins way out in the right hash mark. He likes to start there with the ball. He's on the dribble right now. Works in on the right. Now he picks it up. Wanted a little backdoor cut. Didn't have it. Hands to Underwood. Over on the left side of the key to Chanley. Driving on Gentry. Sends it left corner where Eli Atkins has gone, and he buries a three-point shot. He's got 15, and it's a one-point game. 33-32, done. Gives to Fawns, top of the key. Fawns dumps it to Decker. Decker backs away on the dribble. Now to Fawns, and outside Dunn. May have gotten away with a walk. Left side Jarvis. He goes for the bucket, jams it in. Moving from the left side of the floor. The second dunk of the game.
Wow. I mean, that was just impressive.
Yeah.
Attack the wing.
Here's Atkins. Ball knocked away by Decker. He goes for it. It's loose on the floor. He and Underwood battle. And Greenup kind of gets it back, and a jump shot banked in from 15 feet away by Casey Gammon. Indians looked like they had a turnover, boy. They're playing so hard. Decker looked like he had forced a turnover, and give Underwood a lot of credit for battling him. Here is Dunn. Dunn goes in on the left side, gets into the body of the defender, hands to Decker, a floater in the lane, no good. Gets his own rebound, looks, gives it back outside to Dunn. So Decker battles to get it back, saves the possession for the Indians with this one-point lead. Dunn being guarded out front by Bradley Atkins. Dunn goes behind a Fawn screen. Keeps the dribble, gives it to Jarvis. He puts it on the deck, runs in, puts it up and in.
And that's where he is so good, Dan. You know, he's a freshman, and, you know, he doesn't look like he's got a strong build, but, you know, he took a little contact there and able to finish right at the rim.
Atkins now with it. A little crossover, goes left, spins right, goes under, lays it in. Oh, what a move. And again, they open the floor up where no help was coming that time for Tyce Jarvis.
You see some individual moves here by both sides.
Here's Gentry. Gentry backs away on the dribble. Now threw it to Dunn, threw it away, and they battle, and Dunn comes up with it. Dunn gets it back. Left side Jarvis way out on the wing. Puts it on the floor, goes inside, goes under, and he gets fouled. Yeah. That'll be on Bryson Chanley, his first, and two free throws are coming for Tyce Jarvis.
Totally sized up Chanley. I thought he was going to give the ball over to Fonz in the corner initially, but he looked at Chanley and was like, I don't think this guy can guard me. I think I've got a better opportunity here.
Free throw is up and it rolls off. He's got 10 points now. Trying to extend the lead to two. Stay with us, folks. 5:13 to go, third quarter. It looks like we've got a game that is going to go to the final buzzer. Free throw is good. Indians, he's back ahead, 38-36. Six-point separation. The Indians have had that lead twice. That's been the biggest of the game. Now, here's Atkins. Gets a screen from Underwood. Now they double him. He gets through it. Underwood goes inside, knocked away. Great defense by Gentry. racing down. And going for the basket was Fawns, and Jarvis tried a little shovel pass, but it went off of his hands, and he's kind of motioning. Blue just says, hey, get it up high.
Yeah, like I said, because of the close proximity, it was a little hot, too, the way it came out, even though it was an underhand throw.
Here is. Double team out front. Trouble. They throw down under the basket, making a good catch. And Chandler goes up, missed the shot. Rebound, battle for. It's loose on the floor. They hand it off, and shot put up and in by Bradley Atkins. Wow.
Give Underwood all the credit there. He was the first to the floor. Made it happen.
38 apiece. Tied for only the second time in this game. Tied back at 16 apiece. Here is Dunn. Over to Fawns. Fawns puts it on the deck. Got away from Underwood. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in.
Again, that size does matter. And it did in that instance with Fawns.
40 to 38. Over there, Coach Allison, he's telling an official, hey, he's over his back, but Fawns got, we could see that. He had good separation back there, getting that offensive rebound. There's a hook pass under to Underwood, and he sends it right side. The three is on the way, and it's still good by Atkins. The rebound is put up, no good, and a foul is going to go against Jarvis, and that'll be his third.
And that is just so tough again. Miss on the... from the three-point line, but it's that weak side rebound. We saw that in the first half.
Bradley Atkins puts it up and in, his third point. Well, you have to admire, having seen this team a year ago, boy, they are, what battlers they are.
Yeah.
Second free throw miss, Fawns the rebound, and is with a one-point lead. You know, Underwood, gosh, he's an average basketball player, but let me tell you, he will battle you to the nail. Here, driving for the basket, Decker goes under with the left hand, lays it in on the right side.
And got hit on the head, too. The officials missed that. Should have been a three-point play opportunity as Atkins hit him on the head.
They're trying to look the other way, I think, on the contact around the basket, really. They're just letting these guys play.
It could have been a key call. It would have been a third foul on Atkins.
Yeah. They're driving in, spinning. Pass off nice. To Underwood, knocked away by Fawns, and coming up with it, Jarvis running to Fawns, who jams it. Oh, boy.
It was almost too late of a pass and almost dangerous.
The lob, and Underwood down inside, and he runs into Gentry. No call there. Boy, I thought Gentry got great position under there. He didn't get the call, so it's 44-41. They came right back down the floor after the dunk by Fawns. Wow. Three-point lead, 2.5 to go, third quarter, done up from 15. It's no good. Rebound tipped out. Up with the ball is Gammon. And a traveling violation out front. Boy, the big eye that time from Eli Atkins. He had space, and he knew he was going to go right around Jarvis and take it to the hoop that time, and he got a little over-anxious. Indians get it back with a three-point lead and 2:15 to go in the third. Dunn sends it right side to Fawns. He drives right baseline, cut off by Underwood. And Fawns, boy, they're...
Yeah, Underwood really, was just laying on him.
Yeah. Underwood gets the foul call, his third. Team foul number two here in the second half. We've had three fouls in this second half, Ivan.
And just a lot of
minutes,
activity.
Boy, yeah. Indians inbound, get it to Jarvis. Out to Decker. Decker turns, sends it left corner. Gentry, an open three. No good. Rebound by Bradley Atkins. Got the shot they certainly wanted there. Just didn't go down. And here, coming down in Atkins, he missed the shot. It rimmed out. Underwood, the rebound after a push-off. The ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Greenup County. Let me tell you. Boy, he's very crafty. That time, Underwood. He mugged Fawns inside and grabbed him to get him out of the way.
Yeah. I'm almost going to call Underwood savoir faire. He's everywhere, it seems like.
Entry pass. Trouble getting it in. I thought it was a five-second count. They didn't call it. Woo. And the ball is loose, and hey, call a jump ball.
Yeah, something's got to be called here. I mean, that's just too much.
Yeah. again, as we say, letting them play, and that time it's, if they reviewed the film, four players would not be playing in the next game.
Bradley Eckers was on Florida. It was like trying to give a cat a bath the way he was.
Give a cat a bath.
Yeah, he was there just. He was hard to contain that on that floor. He was trying to maintain possession.
Gentry left corner, Decker for a three, no good. Rebound out in the lane. Gentry gets it back and knocks down a little short jumper. Indians up by five, 46-41, 1:10 left, third quarter of play. Gammon hands it off. Chandley against Gentry, puts it on the deck. Free throw line, spinning, can't get a shot away. Looks for help. Now sends it to Underwood, who, look at him cradle that ball. Underwood, oh, wow. Bonds call for the foul there against Underwood. And if I'm Luke, I'm saying, really? Underwood has given that much contact the other way about 20 times tonight. Here we go. Eli Atkins gets it in, gets it right back. Atkins out on the right wing. Looks and sees if he has any space. And now we get a whistle.
They're going to call this on Gentry, on Chandley down inside. So he held him.
Gentry gets his first, team foul number three on the Indians. Underwood to inbounds. He looks. He sends it to Chandley. Chandley looks for help. Hands it to Gammon. Back to Chandley, who breaks open and gets his shot blocked, but a foul on Decker. That'll be Decker's third. Yeah, he came from off the ball to help. And 42 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it's Chandley at the free throw line.
Center of the lane just opened right up for Chandley right there.
Well, they came at it with when Chandley.
Yeah, they get the rotation.
Got
over.
The ball, then the other two, his teammate got caught in a double team, but he was wide open. Chandley with his 10th point puts in a free throw, 4-point game. Decker's going to come out for the final 42 seconds of the quarter with his third foul as Cole Rose checks in. And this is a game for Cole Rose, I can tell you that. Tight end on the football team. And here's Chandley's free throw. It's good. He has 11. 46-43. Possession arrow is with Greenup County as we come down the stretch here in the third quarter. Dunn gives it up, gets it back on the right wing. Dunn dribbles left to the key. Goes down the lane, goes up with a little flip shot. Good off the glass. Boy, nobody could cut him off. 48-43, Dunn with 10 points. Here's Underwood. Now Underwood and Rose are one-on-one. Atkins took a little spill out from front, but he gets up. Now Gammon with it. Dunn with him. Boy, Dunn saying, I want to pick his pocket, but he can't. Chandley looking. Chandley turns, goes up for 15. And it would not have counted anyway as the quarter comes to an end. Good defensive stand by the Indians. And the Tribe will go to the fourth quarter with a 48-43 lead over the Musketeers tonight here at the arena. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
OEX18 storm tracker forecast. We have a very chilly evening ahead, continuing to see some partly cloudy skies and temperatures eventually dropping down to the low 30s and eventually the low 20s by the time we're waking up on your Tuesday morning. We'll climb to the mid 30s by Tuesday afternoon. We'll eventually start to see some warmer temperatures Wednesday, Thursday, and some rain chances by Friday. I'm forecaster Bane Froney on WMST.
You will not see defense any more intense for three quarters in a high school game than what we've seen here tonight, Ivan.
Oh, yeah. These
they are really.
Yeah.
Boy, every dribble, every move is really being contested.
And even when you've made mistakes defensively, because you got the energy, it still helps you to make plays at times with deflections and getting down on the ground for the ball.
Atkins would love to drive. There's a back cut, and he gets open, and what a setup. Great assist by Eli Atkins. Breaking in on the right side was Chanley. Beat his man. Beautiful bounce pass. He laid it in. 48-45. 7.5 to go. Decker picks up the dribble, gives to Gentry. Out front to Dunn. Coach Mays up and really coaching his team. And down low, Dunn lost the ball, gets it back. Gentry. Gentry's in trouble. Gets it rid of it back out to Dunn. He drives into the lane. Pass goes outside to Jarvis. Jarvis goes for the bucket. Flips it up. No good, but he got fouled. That's going to be Chanley, and I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he kind of tweaked that ankle a little bit there. It didn't totally roll over, but I saw his foot give a little bit there.
Jarvis is going to shoot two. He's got 11 points tonight. Indians need every point. You know that. And the free throw rolls in for him. Had a lot of metal on it, but stayed in there. Now they try to make the lead five. Chanley is going to come out of the game momentarily, and in to replace him is R.J. Veach, a 6'1 senior who we saw a lot a year ago.
Yeah.
And hasn't played yet tonight. And Jarvis, we get more comfortable, isn't he, Ivan? Knocked those two free throws down.
Really showed a lot of poise there.
7:08 to go. Indians are pressing. Full court, Gammon. Gammon against Dunn. He almost lost it. Boy, Dunn, what defense, but Gammon, great job. He finally gets it across the timeline, and then we get a timeout taken by Coach Corey Allison. Timeout with 6:58 to play in the game. Indians lead it 50-45, and we'll be back in just a minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Indians nursing a five-point lead with just under 7 minutes to play and moving off to the right side of your dial, Greenup County, inbounding. Underwood goes and gets it. Vaughn's right there with him. Underwood puts it on the deck. Vaughn stays with him, and he looks for help, and there's a ball knocked away. It's loose on the floor, and Gentry comes up with it. Hey, call a jump ball, guys. Come on now. Or walk, do you think? You can roll around the floor with the ball. Greenup gets it back, and there's a three-point shot that is no good, and we get a whistle.
Yeah, it hit the
brace. Eli Atkins and the Indians will get the ball, and which they deserved, really. I mean, it should have been a jump ball or a traveling violation on Greenup County. They kind of had that ball rolling around on the floor with it.
This could be a big possession here, Dan. Montgomery County could come down and get a score.
Could take their biggest lead of the game, and there's a foul on Underwood. And Underwood's fourth foul.
And that's a big foul. You know, Veach had to come back in and score Underwood.
6:23 to go.
Or that wasn't Veach. That's Harrington came in.
So the Indians get it into Fawns, way out high. Turns, goes for the bucket, up, and it bounces off. Would not go down for him. Eli Atkins with a rebound. Here's Atkins bringing it into front court. Now he backs around the dribble of the center circle. Jarvis with him. Off to Gammons going through the lane. Chanley. Oh, he maneuvered between and then missed his shot. And a rebound. Battle for Fawns able to pick it up. Heads the other way. Fawns brings it himself. Hands it off. Out high. Jarvis with it. Now Dunn will come and get it. They'll set the offense up. Headed to the goal off to our left. Gentry on the left wing. Now he turns, hits to the basket, goes in and flips it up off the glass. It didn't go down for him. But he draws the foul and will shoot two.
Again, showed strength there, and you talk about that dexterity of Dawson Gentry. It presented itself right there.
Gavin gets his first foul. That's the fifth team foul here in the second half, and Gentry will shoot a pair. And the free throw is no good off the back of the iron. He'll have another one coming. 7 points tonight for Gentry. But one of the things about this Montgomery County team that makes them dangerous, you know, Decker's got four, Gentry's got seven, He missed another free throw. Those guys could, any night, can really light it up on you. So a missed pair of free throws by Dawson Gentry. Here's Gammon coming down. Dunn is, look at those guys work. Ooh. Dunn is matching him, and Gammon doing a great job of handling the ball. Down on the left wing. They look, they go inside. Harrington, little bounce pass. Chanley goes up, missed a shot. Rebound, Fawns. Got good position. Claimed the board, and then the Indians throw it away on the break. Looking for Jarvis. Cole Rose. That's the Indians' first turnover this second half, Ivan.
Yeah, and it's a tough one because of when it happened. You know, you got Montgomery County a chance to go up seven here, making it a three-possession ball game.
5:07 to go, so we've been scoreless this last minute. Atkins now working against Jarvis. We love the way the freshman is getting down and trying to play defense, and Atkins threw it away, trying to go underneath, threw the pass wide, and turnover gives it to the Indians.
That's like the turnover that Montgomery County committed to. You know, Coach Allison's looking at his star player like, oh, you know, that's a killer.
Here driving in. Jarvis has it knocked away by Gammons. He just took it away from him in close to the basket and almost re-stolen, and then Jarvis is going to be called for the foul.
He's fourth. And right there, you know, on the offensive driver, but Jarvis, he was so focused on the guy that was guarding him that he didn't pay attention to the help defender, and that's how, you know, Grant was able to come away with this ball.
Jarvis is going to stay in the game, and boy, Atkins has got to go right at him now.
Yeah, you come at him.
With that fourth foul. Works off on the left side. And there's a back cut. Gammons goes under, puts it in. Indians should take a charge right there, you'd think. Gammon went high on the glass, laid it in, 50-47. And I tell you, Atkins, excellent passer in setting things up for this team. Indians lead at 3 and 4:15 to go. Here driving in, Decker stops. Can't get a shot. Rose to Dunn. Dunn backs around the dribble. Now he'll step in and fire a three that's no good. Rebound way on the floor is picked up by Rose. And now Dunn again sends it out to Jarvis. And left corner, a three by Gentry is good.
Yeah, you knew he wasn't going to miss many of those wide open looks.
And the Indians equal their biggest lead at 6. 53-47, 3:40 to go. Gammon hands to Eli Atkins out there. And a timeout is going to be taken. 3:38 on the clock. Timeout taken by the Greenup County Musketeers. They have the ball. They're down by 6, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
.38 left to play here and Coach Allison calling timeout. I think, you know, let's see what they do on a set play here. They get it into Chandley. Nothing on the inbounds. They're taking it out way out near the timeline. So now Atkins gets it. Nothing there on the back cut. Chandley, he's looking. And he is trying to cut off those back cuts right now. And here is Gentry. Looked like he had a steal, but gets called for the foul. Gentry gets his second foul. 16 foul, and now Gentry's going to come out of the game. Fawns is going to be back in there. I think Fawns just needed a little breather. And now Gentry gets a breather. I think they want to leave Rose in the game as a fresh rebounder in there. Somebody big and strong, and he's matched up with Harrington, who you don't think is a big offensive threat. Here, driving. Cut off out there is Atkins, and gives it up to Chandley and gets it right back out near the timeline. We got 3 minutes to play. 6-point Montgomery County lead. Right in front of his coach. Atkins, oh, over and back. Oh, Jeff Dunn comes up with it, goes under, and is fouled, and he'll shoot two. And really, Gammons did the best thing he could by committing that foul.
And that's, again, Dunn being a disruptor at the top of that defense for Montgomery County. Did a great job of creating that turnover.
Now Dunn, who's made 2 of 3 free throws. Big shots right here with 2:49 to go.
Makes that one.
And he puts it in. And that's the biggest lead of the night for Montgomery County, for either team. And Dunn with point number 11. And he makes another one. Those are big free throws.
Yes.
2:47 to go. 55-47. Indians with an 8-point lead. Eli Atkins. I think he's got to try to make something happen here. He starts in. He drives in. Pump fake, and then he has to give it up. Gammon, right baseline, buries his 16-footer. Well, there's a good-looking sophomore. Gammon with 9 points now. 55-49. Dunn all the way down the lane, and then gets it knocked out of bounds.
Right
there.
And
he'll play it.
You know, Dunn switched hands. I don't think he needed to. I think he just goes down there and lays it up with the left hand. He probably gets that one in or fouled. At a minimum.
Indians under the basket into Decker. Hands it to Dunn. Drives for the basket. Goes all the way in. Ball fake. Puts it up and in. Draws a foul. Right. And Underwood is out of the game.
He's so strong. He's done. And right there, you know, I was getting ready to say, you need your point guard in these situations to understand possessions and make good decisions. And boy, he able to use that quickness to his advantage to get down to the paint.
I've been waiting to use this on my stat sheet for a long time. UFO, Underwood fouls out.
Lord have mercy.
I've never had a chance to put that down.
There you go.
I can remember that.
Your illustrious career.
Yeah. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Fawns battles, and Ian Rose, and they collectively get it, and the Indians will send it back out front. So the Indians with a 57-49 lead, the ball under 2 to play now. Dunn, they're going to come at him with a double team. Now they back away. Dunn drives in, hands it back out to Fawns. Cross-court pass, Decker. Decker and Dunn are the two ball handlers. Decker driving, gives to Dunn. And way out near the timeline. Dunn just running clock right now. And drives toward the basket, hooks it over to Jarvis. Jarvis to Fawns. Fawns. Dunn drives under the basket, reverse layup, and it bounced off on him. And the rebound by Atkins. Well, you can't fault him for taking that shot. He's going to make that one most of the time. And there's a three that's good. Chandley off the left side buries a three, and it's 57-52. A 1:08 to go. Indians by 5. Minute to play. Here is Jarvis. Hooks it to Dunn. Dunn, long pass in the corner. Down to Decker. Decker comes out on the dribble and hands it off to Dunn. They double him, and he's fouled.
So they wanted to foul and Dunn, even though he's done well at the free throw line, so far this evening.
Harrington commits the foul.
4-6 so far on the evening from the free throw line. But
Dunn shoots the regular 1-1. Free throw no good. Shooting two here, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gentry has come back in for Cole Rose. 47 seconds to go. Dunn makes one of two. 6-point lead.
And that's why it was so huge right there. It keeps it a two possession ball game.
Here is Atkins with the ball. Drives in, goes for the bucket, and and Jarvis is fouled out. And should just let him go.
Yeah.
That's just a freshman mistake right there, really.
Well, they're not giving him five. They said that's his fourth right there.
Okay.
We'll take it.
Atkins with 34 seconds to go. Puts in the free throw. 58-55. It's a one-possession game. Long pass down. Cross court to Decker. Decker stops. He's not going to shoot. Goes down low. Going for the basket. Fawns. Back out front. 22 seconds. Dunn is fouled. Grabbed by Bradley Atkins. And now Dunn will go to the free throw line. Shooting two free throws. 20.8 seconds to go.
Good shot there.
So Atkins puts it up and in, or Dunn puts it in. He's got 16 points now, Ivan.
Had a good debut, hadn't he, in the red, white, and blue.
Free throw good again.
Wow, both of those look pure.
60-55. Eli Atkins launching a three.
Oh,
good. And a timeout with 13.7 seconds to go.
What a treat we're getting on opening night here, Dan. These final 13.7 seconds left. But boy, Atkins has been all that and then some. You've seen Chandler hit some big shots. And then, of course, at times, Luke Fonz seem unstoppable. At times, Tyce Jarvis has done amazing things. And then you see Ethan Dunn coming in here being the closer for Montgomery County right now. And, wow, what a game we've gotten to open up this 2023-24 campaign.
Dunn was 17. Fawns was 16. Jarvis with 13. 10 points for Gentry. Decker has 4. So the Indians... Good distribution. On the other side, Eli Atkins has 23 points to lead all scorers, and he has certainly been an all-regional performer tonight.
And think about it, it's not like he was in a hurry. You know, you look at this last minute when he's had the ball in his hand, he hadn't been in a hurry. I mean, he made that one mistake there with about 2.5 minutes with that turnover. But, boy, other than that, he's just – it's like there's no sense of urgency.
He averaged 9.8 points a year ago. Now, foul in backcourt is done. Well, they ran it in with 12 seconds to go.
They're going to continue to make him make these pressure shots. You almost think you want to foul somebody different. You know, he's gotten into a little rhythm here at the line.
Well, if he can make both of them, and he makes the first. The Indians look to be in pretty good shape. We might get a timeout taken by Montgomery County if they – maybe not. The free throw is good.
Big shots.
Here we go. 10 seconds to go. 4-point game. Eli Atkins bounces it over, and there's a three thrown up there that's no good. Put up and in. And timeout taken with a second remaining.
They might put a half a tick back on there. I don't know. They're going to talk about it.
Gavin Harrington grabbed it and put it in.
The officials are talking about whether they're going to add time, I think, or not. It was pretty close. I mean, I kind of looked up when they try to call timeout, but it doesn't look like they're going to do it. The 0.5 on the clock. Oh, no, they did. They 1.2. That's why I say I thought they were discussing it because it did seem like Greenup called it before it got to that 0.5.
See what the Indians do here. I mean, this is they're inbounding the ball down the baseline, and essentially all you got to do is get the ball in.
You want, you know, if you can get a runner, you want to try to get it going the other way.
Would you not just throw the ball long?
But you need somebody, make sure somebody can touch it. That's the key. You got.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Call timeout. You got it. I got a timeout. Yeah. Well, that was great defense. But see, that was the thing. You know, Montgomery County can run the baseline because of the made basket. But, that situation right there can get a little intense sometimes. And sometimes you'll see in that situation where they'll take somebody that's a receiver and just run them out of bounds, give them the ball, and then step back in really quick when you get in that pressure-packed situation. But Montgomery County had the timeout. No need to panic right there. Let's see what they do now, this time after they've seen...
Decker was inbounding the ball, and that's, you get a 33 on the ACT, you get to inbound the ball.
There you go.
you figure that he's not going to make a mistake.
Yeah, he's going to be a good decision maker in this situation. So let's see here. At a minimum, you want somebody to touch this ball from Montgomery County.
If you throw it long enough, the game can be over. They give it under the basket to Dunn.
They got a timeout. Yeah, so
Montgomery County took another timeout.
Is that it for them, or do they have one more?
I think they still have one left.
Well,
this is a 30-second timeout.
This is, again, you know, Coach Mays is talking to his players. They've got some young players out there on the floor. I haven't probably been in this situation a whole heck of a lot, at least in their varsity careers. And so this can't give Greenup County credit, boy. They have
been, for not letting Decker get the ball in easy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really working there. He finally had bounced it in, and the game was going to be over, but the timeout had already been taken.
So, one of these
looks like they're trying to get the ball to Dunn. That's
where
they want Dunn's quickness to be able to.
Did they just try to throw us up to Fonz here?
They get it to Fonz,
yeah.
And...
yeah, you can kind of see why they set that one up.
With 0.1 seconds to go, he's fouled, so...
Wow, I wonder... Man, that
foul is on Arrington.
Like a lot of time now for that. I wonder if they'll say... if Greenup will say anything.
Well, it would make no difference, Ivan. I mean, you couldn't put more than...
Well, I would think, if you're going to put... if it's 0.5, it makes a big difference as opposed to just, a tenth of a second. I think they're talking about, are they going to talk about that?
I don't think you can wind up
in
a half a second and get the ball.
It's just a catch and shoot. I mean, because they say you can tip it in at 0.3, but a catch and shoot at 0.5.
But I'm talking about you got to come the length of the floor.
They gave them time.
You got to come the length of the floor.
Well, you're throwing it to half court. If you can throw it to half court and somebody can heave it up, if it's a three-point game.
In less than a second?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you ain't seen some of these NCAA games where they've done that?
I'm talking about high school players. Fawn's missed the free throw. We'll find out right here.
Yeah, here it is. You almost want to miss this, because then it's going to take a desperate. That's what Coach Allison is going to talk about here.
I didn't think he had a timeout.
Oh, he, I don't think he did. I think he found out after the fact that this is going to be a technical.
It's going to be a technical.
You see his reaction. He thought he had a timeout and his score. His scorebook. Oh, they said they do have a timeout. I don't know.
I don't think they do have a timeout left. But.
His score is like, my bad, Yes. Was the Montgomery County score saying anything?
Okay.
That's the official score. Oh, man.
0.9 seconds remaining. The Indians lead 62-60. Luke Fawns at the free throw line for a shot. interesting. I'm sure that Coach Mays will say after the game, hey, you know, we wish it had been a little easier, but.
Learning opportunity.
Yeah.
You learn from all these situations. I mean, they work on these situations in practice. You know, coaches do this, you know, towards the end of practice. They go through a number of different situations for this right here, and then you actually get to put it into, get it into play. But, you know, do you just say, hey, try to make this that way. They can't beat us on a made three unless we foul them and they make it. Or what? Because you know they don't have any timeouts. At least we don't think they have any more timeouts. This is going to be interesting.
Luke Fawns, 16 points for the sophomore tonight. Free throws up and good.
No foul on the shot.
He's looking in. He throws the ball and
it was online. It was online. Just didn't have enough.
It was online from beyond midcourt, but it fell a little bit short.
Wow.
And the Indians hold on for a 63-60 victory tonight. Entertaining contest, certainly. I think this is what we saw tonight is what the expectation has been, that this would be an extremely entertaining team to watch and entertaining style. We'll be back and recap it for you, and the coach will join us very quickly. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
With Ivan Rawls, Dan Manley with you here at the MCHS Arena. A winning opening night for the Indians, but it was certainly anything but easy, Ivan.
Hey, I tell you, and it's like what you said before we took the last break, it's kind of going to be indicative, I think, of what we're going to see at times out of this team, knowing the caliber of opponent they're going to have a lot of nights, both in district and region play, and some of the other teams around the state that this team's going to play. It's gonna make for a lot of interesting nights because this team is gonna be continually learning. We're gonna see moments of just excellent play, and then we're gonna see moments where we're just gonna be shaking our heads, and you know, coach is gonna be at wit's end. At you know, how did we get through this? How do we learn from it? How do we make positives out of negative situations or not so ideal situations? And boy, give credit to you know to this team. You know, Brecken Decker with the early foul trouble. This team was able to withstand that early on. You know, because you expect Brecken to be a key component of what this team does on both ends of the court this year. They survived that. You know, give Luke Fons credit. I thought with his aggressiveness earlier, I think I'd like to see it be sustained. You know, we talked about that two seasons ago, how Luke would come out and be really good early and then kind of disappear. I think he needs to continue to have that mindset, because you saw tonight he took advantage of you know, the mismatch when he had it. He was very aggressive. He just didn't settle for threes. Really appreciated that out of him and the growth in that area from him. And I know that's something that Coach Mays has just continued to harp on him about. To see Ethan Dunn, who, you know, started this game, wasn't shooting the ball very well, but boy, was he solid when you needed him to be down the stretch. And then Tyce Jarvis had his just explosive plays. I thought him early defensively, being a rim protector inside, was huge in this ball game. So you saw different layers and elements to this team. And then it's just going to be a matter of when you get to that consistency as the season goes along, when you see what each one of these individuals can bring to the equation.
Last game of the regular season last year, Brecken Decker had 32 points against this team. Tonight, he had four. So, but again, in some foul trouble and defense. We talked about Eli Atkins, his offense. He had 23 points tonight, but wow, what a defender too.
Yes, and I thought, you know, they were a confident team last year. I thought individuals were confident, but boy, they were really, really, really good as far as you know, understanding the matchups and just staying active. You know, just that perpetual motion. You know, Montgomery County was playing good, intense defense, but they got taken advantage of a few times too. Backdoor cuts or getting lost in some of that traffic sometimes. And well, I thought Greenup really played a solid game. I mean, they played well enough to give themselves a chance, and that's what you ask for when you're on the road. This was a long trip for them on a Monday, just getting back from you know, the Thanksgiving break. You know, they had a lot of things to deal with tonight, both physically and mentally. When you talk about a game to start the season off on a Monday over a holiday break, but give them credit, Coach Corey Allison. You know, there are going to be a lot of teams. They're going to be upset a lot of nights on their schedule if they continue to give this type of effort.
Individual scoring tonight for Greenup County, Eli Atkins with 23 points and 16 for Bryson Chandley. Then it was Casey Gammon with 9 points. Cohen Underwood had 7. 3 points for Bradley Atkins and 2 points for Gavin Harrington. Right there at the end of the game, Ethan Gibson played but did not score, and then R.J. Veach played a little bit but did not score in the contest. So those were the individual numbers in the contest. And Coach Jason Mays has stepped in to join us now. I don't know, or maybe collapsed into the chair would be a better way. Coach, hey, you got to earn your money, don't you, right?
I mean,
you earned your 100th win tonight too. It'll be one you can remember, right?
Yeah, I just don't know. Here's what I just told our staff. I said, I felt like we were swimming upstream from the tip. I felt like we would get to 7, 6 or 7, and like we were getting ready to go up by 20, and we just never could pull away. We'd let a rebound get stripped from us. We'd lose one out of bounds. We would miss a layup, which we missed 9 in the first half, you know. You know, it just we were just simple plays that we couldn't complete. We didn't get on the floor near enough for loose balls. Just and because they benefited from us not making those plays, they stay in the game all day, you know. And, you know, the other thing is I don't know if our guys – are relieved that they beat Greenup County. Like I think Greenup County's good. I think they got 6 seniors. They're strong. They know how to play together. You know, they got smart players. Got, you know, number 4 is a good player. They're well coached. They play hard. And I don't know if our guys thinking like, you know, oh, good. We gotta, you know, I mean, no, we should. We had the chance to put them away, just from our pressure. And we just couldn't make routine, simple basketball plays that you make playing horse, you know? So I'm not down on them. I'm not negative with them. I just, right now, that's how I feel. I feel like we were playing basketball barefoot on hot coals all night.
Barefoot on hot coals. Coach, I got to tell you, from over here, I thought your team gave a great effort, because this game was very, very hotly contested. I mean, they were, and you know, one of the things that I notice about games that sometimes you sit over here, boy, little Casey Gammon, you know, he doesn't look that impressive at all. But you know what? Ethan Dunn battled him all night long, and he played so well in handling the ball for them and helping them not create a lot of turnovers. They ended up, and boy, your team, two turnovers in the second half. All they had.
That's all we had.
You only had two turnovers in the second half.
What was their field goal percentage? Our stats are still in, we're waiting on a printer. I'm still not up and running on that yet.
Yeah.
In game.
They made 24 of 49. From the field, so they were just under 50%. We were 22 of 47. We made 16 of 24 free throws, and they were 8 of 11. Rebound advantage was 33-27 for us, and turnovers were 9 and 10. Us, and we had 9 and they had 10.
How many assists do we have?
And I don't have those assists. So that's.
I just feel like we didn't play with enough pace. I felt our defense warranted a faster game, but it's like our defense, here it is, our defense would make a play where we would get a deflection, a loose ball, and I'm sitting there saying, here we go, like sort of the last 3 minutes of the second quarter, and then how did we not get that ball, or the pass goes out of bounds, or it's, you know, they're on the floor, we're not on the floor, and so we can't finish that deflection, which should have led to a steal, which should have led to a transition opportunity. We got the deflection part, but we didn't get the basketball. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of those moments. And this is it's my first game in a year and a half as well. And so I felt like they were playing with too much pressure on them. And maybe that's my fault. You know, we're going to have some conversations about that. I hope that that's not the case. But I just felt like they had too much pressure on them. And then the other thing is, I'm still waiting for us to have that nine, like, you know, against LCA, we made 9 or 10 threes. You know, we're capable of making 11 to 14 threes in a game, but we got to get some pace going in order to create the space.
2 of 7
to get that. Yeah, we made 2 threes. I mean, that's, you know, we gotta, it's a process, man. I've got to be more patient with these guys.
Yeah, Breckendecker, coach, a year ago against these guys, had 32 points. Tonight he had 4 and some early foul trouble. And then I give Eli Atkins not only a good offensive player, but he's pretty tough on defense, too, and was tough against Decker, I thought. So, you know, you take away your leading scorer, really. Who you think is going to be, but what about this team in terms of who's going to be the leading scorer? You want to pick him out before any game?
No, I don't. I mean, yeah, that's how up in the air it's going to be. You know, we're going to have to get Cole more minutes as he gets in shape. You know, Brecken is unbelievable, and you know we'll get him going. And it's on me. You know, Doss, we're not getting Doss going. You know, he gets some big shots, but, you know, I mean, Doss can score that thing, you know, and he's one of our best finishers. But, you know, I got to get Luke finishing off 2 feet instead of 1. Looks like a ballerina trying to make a layup half the time. And then, you know, he won't make the most simple play. In the first half, we were getting offensive rebounds, and we were trying to go 1-on-3 and save the world, you know, instead of just kicking it out, reversing it, and having an open 3 splash. We did a better job of that in the second half, but, like, just basic basketball plays, we're not there yet. And so in practice, I need to probably dumb this down and do some very elementary drills, like blockout drills, kick out, reverse, you know, for the open 3. Just basic elementary drills just to say, this is the stuff that you're not doing right now. And unless I point it out to them, they're not going to learn it. It's on me. I told the staff, I said, we're not going to throw darts about what this kid's not doing, what that kid's not doing. We're going to fix it, you know. I mean, I think Luke Fonsk is going to be one of the best players ever to play here, ever. But, you know, he complicates the game so much. I mean, we ran two plays, and instead of going to the clear outside, which the play created for him, he goes right back into three defenders and forces up an 8-footer off 1 foot. You know, just he has. We're going to show him that on film, and we're going to say, what are your thoughts on this? And we're not going to be mad at him for it. We're going to let him grow through it, you know, because he's a great kid, and that he deserves to be coached like that, you know. But, golly, it's going to take a lot of patience getting him there. But you know what? Here's the other thing. I said we're going to be one of the best 500 teams in the state come February 1st. Tonight, you saw why. I don't think we win this game by 2 points in February.
Dunn had 19. You're not going to get that out of him too many nights, are you? But you needed him tonight, and he sure got him.
He's still learning how to play point guard. Believe it or not, he's never played point guard before. Looks like a point guard, smells like a point guard, walks like a duck, looks like a duck. You'd think it'd be a duck, right? He's never played point guard. So he's just got a long way to go. And, you know, here's the thing on him. Like, people don't pick up on this. I'm wanting to slow down and get an organized set because I think, okay, let's make him guard us, do some organized actions. And he's already crossed half court getting with a five count on him. I'm like, I can't run a play because he's wanting to play with pace so much. But there's also a time where he gets that inbounds, put that ball on his hip, and he walks up the floor. And now let's make him guard some actions that we think can exploit some things. So I wanted to pick on some kids on pick and roll, pick and pops, and some ISOs. I didn't get the chance to because when I call the play, he's already crossed half court with a five count on him. Now, is he a bad person because of that? No. But we got to show him that on film. It's not like you're handicapping me as a play caller sometimes when I want to run an organized set because you want to go a million miles an hour, but they're already set in defense. All right? We're not going to get anything good out of that. They're already set. So let's run an let's manufacture offense where we control who gets the ball, where they get the ball, and when they get the ball. And so he just has to learn that stuff.
Did Jarvis tire in the second half? I mean, he's only Probably. A freshman, and, boy, he was so active in the first half, and he really flooded the stat sheet with steals and blocks and dunks. And then in the second half, we didn't see a whole lot of that. I just thought it looked like maybe he tired a little bit. What about overall conditioning? How good do you think you can really read teams, you know, early in a season like this?
It's hard because the way we play is unlike other people, and so we will tire quicker because of the way we play on defense. You know, where we're out in passing lanes and we're giving ball pressure. I mean, that stuff every possession it taxes you, which is where I'm going to have to play Cole Rose more and Isaiah Rallet more and, you know, get Dane, you know, playing in a game like he plays in practice, you know, and to spell those guys some. I mean, I wondered, Darren, you know, I thought it was going to be several games throughout, you know, okay, ease out and we got to play Brecken at point. Shoot, was in the first quarter of the first game. So, you know, I just don't get them. I don't have them figured out yet. If I told you I did, I'd be lying to you. But that's what coaching's all about. You know, you got to take all these fingers and you got to bring them together to make fists. And you're more powerful when you do that. Well, that's not a process that happens overnight. You know, so we just got to keep grinding. We got Trinity Christian here Friday night. JV, we got JV. Is that a JV game and varsity?
I think so.
Yeah, but. You know, our young kids are playing a lot. They're going to Whitley County for a freshman JV game tomorrow.
And how'd that game come about?
Brent, I put him in charge of the freshman schedule, and he's from the 13th region. So.
There you go. Hey. You know.
But our Lady Indians play tomorrow night. Their season opener against Fleming County here at 6 to 7:30. So everybody come out and support them. And they're very talented. And looking forward to seeing them. I got a seventh grader that she'll be sitting down near the water bottles at the end of the bench with them for a while. But she's blessed to be there.
Hey, you don't make your team any better if you don't notice the things that they're doing wrong and the mistakes they're making. And yet, I can already sense, you are not quick to give a lot of praise, are you? If you give praise, if players do what they're supposed to do anyway, I sense that you don't think, why do you praise guys for doing what they're coached to do and supposed to do?
You know, I had a guy one time when I was in financial services, Dan, and he said, you know, you're securing people's financial future with retirement, with life insurance, this and that. He said, you shouldn't thank them for their business. They should be thanking you. I always thought that was sort of arrogant. But, you know, I mean, our standard is to play at a very high level of intensity, to guard very hard. We're getting the intensity part. We're getting the ball pressure part. Our help side defense is not there yet. And we're not playing, as I was telling Ivan pregame, we got four guys doing something, but one guy's not, you know. And so we're just not there yet. And we're just going to have to dumb that down. But I'm not going to say good job for living up to the standard we have. You know, I'm just not going to do that because that's the standard. And our standard should be high enough to where if we fall below our standard, we still win by 2 points in a closely contested game in November. If we don't play to our standard, we still find a way to win. That's what we did tonight. We didn't play good against E-Town. We haven't played good yet. We didn't play good against LCA. We didn't play good against E-Town. We still have 30%, 17% from three against E-Town. And I thought we were swimming upstream all day. Now, am I negative on these kids? No. But I'm not going to, you know, blow, what do you call it, moon bows up their butt, you know, because we're just not there yet. You know, they got to see that they've got to grow still. We're not comfortable being uncomfortable, you know. We got guys that want to play at a certain pace. We got guys who want to play at a certain rhythm. We got guys that want to play in certain spots. We got guys that want to play with certain space. No, that's not how the game's played.
So, well, Coach, Rome wasn't built in a day. But I think you would like, if you'd been in charge, that you would have tried, wouldn't you?
Maybe. Hey. What about for those listening, Ivan Rawls has a hat here that he bought in Montego Bay, Jamaica, off a guy named Jubal. It's got 16,000 colors on it. What do we call that, Dan? Is that a slick hat? What do you call that?
I don't know. I don't want to call it anything, and I don't want to see it anymore either. But it's, at least it's not Miami Dolphin Aqua or whatever it is, like everything else Ivan owns. But, Coach, good luck. We will not see you on Friday night because we'll be at the state football championship games, which we have always done for the last 25 years. So we'll be having that, and then we'll be back with you next week when you go to Powell County on Tuesday night. And
that'll be another game like tonight.
And we'll tell you. Hey, Jeff Taylor was a great player here who coaches your opponent for Friday night. And he will have his team, you know, primed and ready. You will have more talent. They will play so hard and be ready to go after you. So, but I think if this team continues to give you the effort, don't you think you're going to get there?
I got to play more guys off the bench. We got to, you know, I mean, you talked about Tice earlier. I mean, Tice, like, you see, I was that last three I gave up to Eli, who was a senior. Tice is a freshman. Where were his hands? You know, in that moment, you can't play with your hands down. Dudes in rhythm, you got to have your hands up. And then, but he'll learn. He'll learn.
I think when
if
you
we
see
keep
the,
giving the effort, we'll get there. You're right.
You see the full stats, I think you'll say, hey, Tice, as a freshman, gave you a great half, and then he was a freshman after that. And by the end of the year, he won't be a freshman anymore, right?
He needs to be a junior by noon tomorrow.
Hey, Coach, thanks for your time. Yep. Appreciate your willingness to spend time with us, and good luck on Friday night. We'll see you next Tuesday night over in Powell County, which, boy, that's always a fun place to go and play. So,
home of Miss Powell County, Lori Beth Mays.
Miss Powell?
What year? 1996, Miss Powell County. I married Miss Powell County.
Golly.
How lucky am I?
But see, you've given something. She's given something away right there with the 1996, certainly because, you know,
she was the youngest
one
ever.
I only thought she was, you know, couldn't be more than.
She was the youngest one ever. She was three. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Hey, that's going to do it for us tonight. Indians get the win tonight over a very game Greenup County club who battled Indy is right to the wire. Montgomery County wins it 63-60. Again, the Tribe with four players in double figures. Ethan Dunn leads the way with a 19. Fawns had a double-double, 17 and 11. 13 for Jarvis, the freshman, and Gentry with 10. And again, Brecken Decker, he took only four shots, had 4 points, spent some time in foul trouble. And that's the way the game went. And Ivan, we'll be back right back here tomorrow night where the Lady Indians will kick things off against Fleming County.
We're going to kick off their 2023-24 campaign, and you know, a lot of promise with this squad, and it'll be interesting to see how Coach Destin High gets you know, started off tomorrow, and let's see what, you know, what they can do. You know, some you know, different things about this team coming in that are very promising, and just a matter of everything kind of materializing. And they'll be a work in progress too, just because, you know, the schedule that they're going to play. They're going to learn a lot about themselves as they matriculate through that schedule that that they've got this year as well. So fun times on both sides is what we expect, and encourage people to come out again tomorrow. Had a nice crowd here tonight for this game, and we continue to hope you all listen in and come to the game as well. And hey, it should be a fun time.
That'll do it. Jeff West, our studio engineer, the birthday guy today, and happy. What was it? What was he trying to say? I mean, was it 49? 50? I don't know.
I think I know
not,
the age. But
not yet to Social Security. That's the big. Yeah. That's the big deal. Not yet to Social Security, and looks every bit of 49. We'll talk with you tomorrow night. For all of our sponsors, for Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks for being with us from the MCHS Arena. Indian 63, Greenham County 60. Till tomorrow night. So long, everybody.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
We're going to join CBS News in progress. Thanks for listening to Montgomery County Sports.
Retailers large and small are banking on a